Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. Donal Kavanagh at the Highland Radio News Desk with the main evening news. In this bulletin, Donegal County Council has deferred attempts to approve works on phase one of the Letterkenny designated urban gateway scheme on Port Road. It's after local councillors and the business community weren't consulted before the issue went before full council. A 23-year-old man charged with the murder of a 3.5-year-old child can't apply for bail because of a threat made against his life. Derry Magistrates Court sitting in Omagh was told today. Fine Gael's Mickey Doherty is once again a member of Donegal County Council. He was officially co-opted onto the authority this morning, and Senator Ger Crockwell says he would have had to remortgage his house if he were to contest the presidential election. Those stories to follow, and later we'll have the sports news with Oisin. That's coming up at around 5:15, including news of a civic reception for Ballyliffin Golf Club, which will be accorded by Donegal County Council. Details of that later. We begin, though, with the British Prime Minister Theresa May insisting that countries including Australia and Canada are already interested in post-Brexit trade deals with the UK. She's visiting Newcastle to reassure companies there of her blueprint for the future. Workers at an engineering firm asked Ms. May how confident she was she could sell the plan to other European leaders. Well, Theresa May responded that foreign companies will know what they're looking for.
I would hope that what we will see, actually, is a recognition from those who are looking to procure. I think there's a huge expertise and skill set here in the UK.
Donegal County Council has deferred attempts to approve works on phase one of the Letterkenny designated urban gateway scheme at Port Road. The scheme, which involves new crossing points, paving and the realignment of the junction at Ungrenan Theatre, was put forward for consideration at today's full council meeting, but it was deferred when it became clear that councillors from the town had not been given any input into the plans, neither had the local business community. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says there are concerns about the impact this work will have on already limited parking facilities. And that's just one of the reasons, he says, why there must be local consultation first.
I was very surprised when I seen it on the agenda for today's meeting. Normally the practice is that these type of works was brought in front of the local municipal district and its members. And then there's a consultation with local people and businesses. And on this occasion, this hasn't happened. The council did write to many statutory bodies, and the Garda and Tasca, the planning departments, etc., but they didn't consult with the members of the municipal district, the local businesses. And what we want to see is what is exactly happening. We know that there's an upgrading of footpaths, there's flower boxes, there's crossing points, a realignment of a junction. But we want to see what does that actually mean in real terms. Will car parking be affected? Will there be proper crossing points put in? So we've asked now for it to be returned to the municipal district.
Because it has been stated here today that a lot of businesses, particularly on the Port Road area, of course, are notably concerned over these proposals. They themselves have been, it's claimed, inadvertently informed of them, and they're not really fully up to speed with what is proposed either.
Yeah, and that's why we need to get it back to municipal district, so that we as councillors can discuss this openly, and the businesses have an input. I mean, I'm very surprised that Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce, for instance, wasn't asked for their opinion. And don't get me wrong, we really welcome this new initiative. We really welcome the upgrade of the Port Road. We've been striving to get the Port Road upgraded for a number of years. But the fact that the plans have been drawn up, almost put in place, without local elected members and local business being made aware of what they actually entail, is wrong. And it's actually disgraceful that the members weren't consulted at all. And it's something that we feel very strongly about, and that's why we've asked for it to come back to our municipal district meeting.
Councillor Jeremy McMonagall there speaking to Catherine Gaffney in Lifford earlier today. A 23-year-old man charged with the murder of a 3.5-year-old child in Derry can't apply for bail due to a threat made against his life. Derry Magistrates Court sitting in Omagh was told today. Liam Horisky of Glenabbey Gardens in Derry is charged with the murder of Caden McGuinness on September 17th last. With more, here's Caroline Orr.
At today's sitting, Horisky solicitor Ms. Suzanne Moore asked for the case to be adjourned for 1 week, only to monitor progress as he is in custody, unable to apply for bail, and it is his right to have matters dealt with as soon as possible. possible. A prosecuting solicitor told the court that a full file on the case is due on August 10th and there was no expectation that it would not be ready. A police officer told the court that the date for the complete file to be submitted had been brought forward. He said there were a couple of statements still to be obtained, but he was confident that the file would be ready. Ms Moran said that Worski had been on police bail since September and there had been significant time to get the file ready. Deputy District Judge Liam McStay said he was prepared to give the police time as they seemed to be going as fast as they can. He adjourned the case until August 16th.
Fine Gael's Mickey Doherty is a member of Donegal County Council once again after being officially co-opted onto the authority earlier today. He replaces former councillor John Ryan, who resigned as a result of work commitments in May. Mickey Doherty was first elected to Donegal County Council in 2009 and represented the Inishowen Municipal District for 5 years. While speaking in the council chamber today, Councillor Doherty said he's glad to be back.
Delighted to be back. Missed it big time this past 4 years. Just hope I can pick up where I left off. I did carry on my work the best I could during the 4 years and did what I could. And I must say I got excellent support from Donegal County Council members, staff, helped me in every way. As they told me when I lost my seat, that if they could help me in any way, they would. And they certainly lived up to their word, especially the staff in the Cairndon area, from the ground workers to the management and control of the area. I'm delighted to be back and look forward to getting back into where I left and doing what I love doing best.
And judging by all accounts, you did continue that work even when you weren't elected, when you lost your seat over the past few years. Even Minister Joe McHugh mentioned your great work over the past few years as well.
Yes, I'm delighted that I was able to do that, and I'm delighted I got this opportunity, which I didn't think I would have ever got an opportunity to get back in prior to the 2019 elections, which I was concerned about, especially with the new boundaries. And I must say that Joe McHugh has been my backbone from the day I lost my seat, and we've worked closely. We worked very hard together during the flooding in August. I was there to try and help people and try and help get roads opened again, something that I'm very familiar with and my own nature of work, road building and bridge work.
And that was Councillor Mickey Doherty. Senator Gerard Crockwell says he would have had to remortgage his house if he were to contest the presidential election. The Independent pulled out of the race for the Oris this morning. Senator Crockwell had vocally called for someone to oppose Michael D. Higgins and trigger an election, saying in the early stages he would do so himself. Now he says with other contenders to run, the situation has changed.
It would have been one thing if it was just myself and Michael D. Higgins. Then it would have been a David and Goliath battle, and I'm very happy to run a David and Goliath battle. Anybody who knows me knows I have run those types of battles. The problem I would have had in running for the presidency was to get my message out without the money, and that would have been a problem. So, yeah, it was money.
Five beds remain closed at Buncrana Nursing Unit because staff can't be recruited. Local councillor Rena Donaghy said a local employment campaign by the HSE has proved fruitless because of a lack of permanent posts available. No admissions to the unit are being accepted as a result of the situation. While speaking to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show this morning, she said that's having a serious impact on the local community.
The situation there is dire. It's actually worse than what it had been at Christmas. We need those five beds opened. There's a number of people in the South Inishowen area in hospital in Letterkenny and cannot get back to Buncrana. I have a number of people myself that are being cared for by pensioners, you know, spouses or that looking after each other when they should be in the care of Buncrana Nursing Unit. But they're not simply allowed to be admitted because the staff is not there to look after them.
So when we talk about staffing issues, does this come down to planning or is it resources? And that, you know, is the HSE or whomever's responsible taking a decision to not replace staff? Or is it a case, as we've seen in the past, that, I don't know, sick leave or maternity leave is not planned for?
And you have just hit the nail on the head. Maternity care and that is absolutely planned for. And people know months in advance when it is coming up. So therefore, the services should be put to care and placed. But the services are seriously compromised. Yes, the HSE did initiate a local recruitment campaign for extra staff. And this did not prove fruitful because they're not giving permanent posts. And I know in some community hospitals, permanent posts are being given. And these staff are being lost to other areas where they will get the permanent post or where they will get better terms and conditions.
Well, the INMO says there's a shortage of 2,500 nurses across the country. The body is warning the issue of pay needs to be addressed. If not, it will continue to be difficult to recruit and train staff. The General Secretary of the INMO, Phil Ni Hay, says services are overstretched right across the HSE.
To grow the service, we come from a shortage right now of just over 2,500 nurses, and to open additional beds is going to be impossible, and we're going to need to do that because obviously our services are overstretched. We have a huge problem in EDs being the holding bay, if you like, for patients who are admitted to hospital but for whom there are no beds.
Donegal County Council has named the three recipients of the Tip O'Neill Diaspora Award for this year. They are golfer Paul McGinley, whose father hails from Dunfanaghy, Martin O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland, and the Homes of Donegal Fundraising Committee, which formed in Boston last October to raise money for people affected by the floods in Inishowen the previous August. Councillor Nicholas Crossan is chair of the Tip O'Neill Diaspora Award Committee. He says selecting three recipients allows the event to honour more people, with the presentations to be made in Buncrana in September.
We're delighted to host it in Buncrana and Inishowen, about 5 miles from where Tip O'Neill's great-grandmother was born, in the Inishowen Gateway on September the 14th, 15th. We've also kind of workshops in university in Derry and our golf out in Ballyliffin, which is famous obviously now for the Irish Open, on Saturday the 15th.
In previous years, we saw one person selected for the Tip O'Neill Award, but more recent years, we see numerous recipients. Is that a telling on how popular the award and how famous the award is becoming across America and so on?
From 2012 to 2016, we had one recipient. We were learning from those years, but as the time went on, we felt we got stronger. And to reach out to more of the diaspora, there are literally millions of diaspora throughout the world. So in a way, without dissolving it too much or diluting it too much, we decided that we would go for more than one recipient and open up to different fields, not just in business. It could be business or sport or fundraising. So that's where we're at the present minute in time.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, now stocking a wide selection of Brooks running shoes.
14 minutes past 5 o'clock, we say good evening to Washing Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with Gaelic Games, and Sky have denied that they were behind the narrowing of the Hayley Park pitch for Tyrone's Super 8 defeat to Dublin on Saturday. Speaking after the loss, Tyrone manager Mickey Hart said he wasn't behind the altered dimensions, but rather they were reacting to a request from the match broadcaster. But Sky say they did not, nor would they, make such a request. Tyrone lost the game 114 to 14 points, meaning that they need to avoid defeat away to Donegal on August Bank Holiday to progress to the All-Ireland semi-finals. Both sides, Donegal and Tyrone, have concerns ahead of that game in the decisive fixture in the Super 8s. Owen Van Geller had his right arm in a sling, having suffered a knock to the elbow in the first half of Donegal's win over Roscommon. Early indications are the Killybegs man suffered bruising to the elbow. Later on Saturday evening, Tyrone's Ronan McNamee suffered what looked to be a serious leg injury in the first half of the defeat to Dublin. No word yet from either camp with an injury update on both players. But should Donegal and Tyrone be missing out on Gallagher and McNamee for that clash, it will be a big loss to both sides with the winner-take-all tie at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. Here's Highlands GA match analyst Brendan Kilcoyne, who says that fixture is a really tight one to call.
There's no doubt about it. It's going to be a very difficult game to call based on, you know, I suppose what we know, having seen both teams in action over the weekend. Donegal performed adequately and performed well at times against Roscommon. And then you look at Tyrone, and they did challenge Dublin. Was there another gear in Dublin? Possibly, no more than when they played Donegal. But at the same time, you would just feel that Tyrone might be that bit further developed than Donegal are at this stage. But that advantage may be swung by Donegal having home advantage in McCool Park. So, listen, it really is. It's a game
for the ages, and it's one to really look forward to. It's possibly the biggest game that Donegal will ever play on their own soil. Very difficult to call between the two teams. And I think it's just going to come down to on the day and whatever team can get set up better and, you know, get a foothold on the game early, and it'll go down to the wire, you would expect, Oisin.
Donegal County Council is to hold a civic reception for Ballyliffin Golf Club at today's sitting of the council in Lifford. All involved at Ballyliffin were praised for their efforts in hosting the 2018 Irish Open at the Inishowen venue. The council set to liaise with the club in the coming weeks with a view towards holding the reception in September. Here's Councillor Martin McDermott.
It's only right that the council should acknowledge the work, the effort that everyone at Ballyliffin Golf Club has put in, from the committee to the council out there, to all the members, and give the opportunity for them all to come here to Lifford, and for the council to acknowledge the work, the time, the effort, and the amount of exposure that our county has got by them pushing to get the Irish Open to Ballyliffin.
And there'll be more on this story coming up on the news in a few minutes' time. A pair of European sides with storied histories could await Dundalk and Cork City in the third qualifying round of the Europa League. Should Dundalk see off AAK Larnaca in round two, they'll face either Ajax or Storm Graz. And after dropping into the third qualifying round with a bye, Cork City will face the losers of the Celtic Rosenborg Champions League qualifier. Meanwhile, Cork can close the gap on Dundalk to just a single point in the Premier Division tonight. John Caulfield's side welcomed Derry City to Turner Cross, where it starts at 7:45. Caulfield is hoping to bounce back from last week's Champions League defeat to Legia Warsaw in Poland.
You would be disappointed if there was any hangover, because certainly in the last 3 or 4 days of training, there's been no showing of that. Everyone is looking to play. You know, obviously, fellas that had been on the bench for the European matches are looking to start as well. So from that point of view, you know, I keep saying, if you accomplish your places, the chances are you won't have any hangover. So
the last time these two sides met, Cork were 4-2 winners. Derry have only beaten Cork at Turner's Cross once in the last 17 years. Derry boss Kenny Shields is looking to break that streak.
I feel that we have to try and re-energise and get ourselves ready for a very, very difficult game. In 17 years, we've won once in the league, and we want to try and add to that. It's important, like, one win in 27 attempts is not good enough, and we've got to step up to the plate and go in with a conviction to win the match.
Stoke City confirmed the signing of James McLean from West Brom over the weekend. The Republic of Ireland international joined the Potters on a 4-year deal for an initial £5 million. On social media, the former Derry City man asked to be judged by what I do on the pitch. I promise Stoke fans that I will give everything I have. In the past, McLean has been criticised for not wearing a poppy. Stoke boss Gary Rowett echoed McLean's call to be judged solely as a player. Finally, in cricket, 2 decades after their Irish Senior Cup victory in 1998, Strabane Cricket Club are back in the semi-finals of the All-Ireland competition. They reached the last four thanks to a 6-wicket victory on Sunday away to Phoenix. Strabane are joined in the semis by Warrenstown, Miriam and Clontarf. The draw will be made at a later date. Highlands cricket correspondent Eamon McLaughlin says Strabane are doing North West cricket proud.
Absolutely wonderful performance, because they lost home advantage the week before when they should have been at home. But obviously the weather put paid that. So travelling to Dublin and getting a result like that, a very convincing 6-wicket one, and great news for North West cricket as well.
And it's amazing to think, Eamon, it's 20 years since they were last in the last four, and that was the year they went on to win it. But I'm sure they'll be not shying away from the next challenge.
They definitely will not, because they've had a struggle. They were relegated not so long ago, back up in the big time now. And probably this is an unexpected bonus that they've got under the semi-final of the All-Ireland. And as you say, 20 years is a long wait. But nobody else has done anything in the recent years. So credit to them. They're flying the flag for the North West. And they've got to be in with a chance now. If you go to Phoenix and beat them in Dublin, you're in with a chance no matter who you play, especially, as I say, if they could get a home draw.
Eamon McLaughlin on Strabane's success in making it through to the Irish Senior Cup semi-finals. That's it from the Sports Desk for today. Donal back with more tomorrow morning after 8.
Thank you, Oisin. As Oisin said, on the sports news, Councillor Martin McDermott has proposed that Donegal County Council afford a civic reception to Ballyliffin Golf Club, and he said there's an onus on the council to ensure that the legacy of the Irish Open at Ballyliffin is translated into tangible benefits for Inishowen, the rest of the county and further afield. Councillor McDermott moved the motion that was accepted at today's council meeting. The intention is to have the civic reception in September. Councillor McDermott says starting from now, the council and others must work to ensure that the legacy is built on.
The legacy certainly lives on, and it's up to us now as public representatives and up to Donegal County Council, Fáilte Ireland, Tourism Ireland, Donegal Tourism, all these tourism boards. It's up to us now to build on what Ballyleffin has done. Ballyleffin has laid the blocks for us. It's up to us now to build on that. And I think if we can all work together and put our minds together and put everything together, we can put Inishowen and Donegal really on the map for international tourism.
Illegal dumping continues to be a major issue at the local Bring Bank in Derrybeg, despite the weekly presence of a litter warden. Councillor Micheál Cullum-Gillespie says it's very frustrating for the local community and clearly shows the need for more recycling facilities there. He says more progressive ways must be found for dealing with waste.
Very frustrating, more so for the local community and the owner of the lands. I suppose the thing that really angers myself is that whoever is doing this, that they know well that it's been disrespectful towards the local community. And some of the stuff that has been left there clearly could be put into the bins, but they choose not to. And to leave bags, knowing well that dogs or birds are going to tear them apart and food and a mess going to be everywhere, I just think it's very disrespectful to our community.
Do you think there needs to be a change of attitudes in how we tackle waste and how we treat our waste?
Yeah, I do. I think there is a shift towards a more environmentally conscious, that we're becoming more environmentally conscious when it comes to general waste. But I think overall, we need to deal with waste in a more progressive manner than what we do. If you look at the bring banks that we have, and myself and all the councillors have been calling that there would be plastic, that there'd be cardboard services provided along with others, as you do see in most other European countries. But for whatever reason, the council have only put in one recycling centre in each of the municipal districts. So what we need, I believe, to do is we need to have more recycling centres in the likes of maybe Creastart, Dunfanaghy, Fallcarragh, Gidore, right up until you're in Glenties or Ardara. Not on the huge scale as what's on in Dunloe, but certainly very, very similar.
Councillor Micheál Cullum-Gillespie there speaking to Rory Williams. Well, the forecast, it'll be mainly dry this evening with some brighter sunny spells developing, mainly dry tonight with a mix of cloud and clear spells, just the odd isolated shower in western parts. Lowest overnight temperatures 12 to 15 degrees Celsius in mostly light west to southwesterly breezes. Tomorrow Tuesday fresh with a mix of cloud and some brighter sunny spells, mainly dry with just the odd isolated light shower about. Highest temperatures 17 to 21 degrees Celsius with lowest values in western coastal parts in a light to moderate west to southwest wind. And that's Highland Radio News for now. The North West headlines in brief this evening. Donegal County Council has deferred attempts to approve works on phase one of the Letterkenny designated urban gateway scheme at Port Road. It's after local councillors said neither they nor the local business community had been consulted and they hadn't any input into the plans. A 23-year-old man charged with the murder of a 3.5-year-old child can't apply for bail due to a threat made against his life. Derry Magistrates Court sitting in Omagh was told today. Fine Gael's Mickey Doherty is once again a member of Donegal County Council. He was co-opted onto the authority earlier today. Councillor Doherty replaces former Councillor John Ryan, who resigned as a result of work commitments in May. Senator Ger Crockwell has confirmed he is pulling out of any presidential race, saying he would have had to remortgage his house to contest the election, and five beds remain closed at the nursing unit in Bunkrana. Back with news headlines at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 23rd of July. The death has taken place at Beech Hill Manor Nursing Home Lisfannan of Kathleen McAlaney, Katie Mindoran Clonmany. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of George Orr, late of Ballyratton, Redcastle. His remains will repose at his residence from 9 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Columbus Church, Drung, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Liam Collins, funeral director, or any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred in her 101st year of Maggie Keeney, Tully Honiver, Kilrain, Glenties. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St. Connell's Church, Glenties, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Glenties Daycare Centre, care of James McGuinness and Sons Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Jackie McAteer, Carland Kerry Keel. His remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there at 10:15 on Wednesday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church Massmount, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10:30 p.m. to 11 a.m. Inquiries to McElwee Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of Gerard Rolston, 40 Meeting House Street, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his son Glenn Rolston's home at 38 Mount Carmel Heights, Strabane. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight.